The International Court of Justice at The Hague has opened a three-day hearing into the legality of the 400-mile-long barrier Israel is building in the West Bank. The barrier juts into the West Bank in several places. Palestinians call it a land grab, which causes hardship and further complicates the peace process. Israel says the barrier is a defense measure designed to prevent suicide bombings like the one yesterday in Jerusalem that killed 8. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Jerusalem.
The world spotlight is on The Hague today as it considers one of the most politically charged cases to come before the court in its 58-year history. 44 countries have filed briefs, including the United States, Russia, and Japan. The EU and Arab League have also joined the case. Israel submitted a lengthy brief, but has chosen not to attend the hearings. Israeli Foreign Affairs Ministry spokesman Jonathan Peled says the barrier is political and beyond the court's jurisdiction.
And Israel has decided to vote by its feet, as we say, by not being in the court, because we don't see the court as having the jurisdiction or the propriety to discuss a political issue which should be left for direct negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians.
The UN General Assembly asked the court to examine the legal consequences of Israel's barrier. A UN resolution approved last year cited grave concern that the barrier had deviated from the 1949 Armistice Green Line, that it involved the confiscation of Palestinian land, and that the de facto annexation would jeopardize a two-state solution to the conflict. Israeli government spokesperson Miri Issen says the barrier is purely defensive, and that as Sunday's deadly bus bombing in Jerusalem shows, Israel's security is under threat.
We do have to make sure that we secure all of the lives of the Israeli citizens, and that's what the fence is for, to make it as difficult as possible for every single terrorist to try to arrive at the Israeli society.
The court is expected to review the barrier in the context of the Geneva Conventions, which govern how an occupying power must treat the population it is occupying. While Israel rejects the term occupied territories, it calls them disputed, the United Nations has long considered the question settled. Palestinian Minister for Foreign Affairs Nabil Shaaf.
The international humanitarian law, particularly the Geneva Conventions, were designed to set limits, legal limits, as to what an occupying power can do vis-a-vis the civilian population it occupies. And that's precisely why we are going to court to decide whether what Israel is doing by building the wall is a violation of these limitations imposed by international humanitarian law.
Palestinians will argue that the barrier separates Palestinian farmers from their fields, children from their schools, and workers from their jobs. The U.S. and European countries also criticize the route, but believe the court should leave the matter to diplomats. But PLO legal advisor Michael Tarazi says The Hague offers a fresh start.
The international community now has the opportunity to stop the cycle of violence by re-injecting a legal framework and by showing that legitimate, legal, nonviolent means will be respected.
The International Court of Justice has only advisory powers in this matter and no authority to enforce whatever recommendations it may make. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.